my story, sticking with hockey, this happened a few days ago. Kyle Palmieri on the Islanders. It's a little unfortunate, but kind of just shows like what a hockey player goes, what all goes into being a hockey player. So he got hit into the boards in one of their games over the weekend, and he was slow to get up, and he ends up tearing his ACL, so he's out 6 to 8 months. But he skated off on his own, and as he was coming, he was behind the play. He's coming up from behind the opponent's defenseman. He steals the puck and then throws it across the ice to one of his teammates. He actually sets up a goal, and then he skates off and goes straight to the dressing room. So he gets hurt, slowly skates off the ice, steals the puck, throws it back to one of his teammates, and they score a goal, and then he just goes off the ice. So that just shows how tough hockey players are, but that was making the rounds on social media. Tears his ACL but still gets an assist on a goal.
They, you know what? They really are tough. When they get their teeth knocked out and they're bleeding profusely and they're still sitting there, I'm like, oh, God, I can't even imagine.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Bedard had something. He got hit on his lip, and then he's sitting there with a fat lip, and he's like, just looks all angry. And then he goes out there and scores a couple points for the Hawks. So, I mean, they're a different breed. I don't know how they do it.
And is Aaron Rodgers' nose broken, speaking of a bunch of blood?
Yeah, he looked beat up after the game. I don't know if it's broken, but he had that wrist problem, and then he got planted in the after a sack. And I guess that's why he didn't play against the Bears, and he tried to give it a go against the Bills, and that went pretty poorly. So he
I quit while he was ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, like 40, 41? He doesn't heal the same as he does. So yeah, that picture was making the rounds on social media of him sitting there with the hat on and all bandaged up.
Yeah. What's your story, Bob Kessler?
You might have gotten this news already, the number one country song of all time.
No,
did
what
you
is
hear?
It?
Here it is. I'm loving her.
Yeah, long been considered the number one.
Yes, so that is Vince Gill singing it at the Grand Ole Opry over the weekend. Because George, he stopped loving her today. Made popular by George Jones. Written by Bobby Braddock and Curly Putman. It was a hit in 1980. But they did a survey at the Opry and said, for our 100th birthday, what's the number one country music song of all time? And that's what it was. Not a big surprise, but definitely deserving. But the funny thing is Vince Gill said he'd never sung it before 3 hours before that performance.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, of course, he sang beautifully. And that's the one. It's not a happy song, Mary, if you're not familiar.
I'm not familiar.
It's like great country and blues songs can do. It's a celebration of sorrow.
Well, most of them are, aren't they?
Mary hates country music.
So this was so bad. I'm driving home. You know, I spent a lot of time in the car by myself the last 3 days. And every station into Wisconsin is either a country station or a hard rock station.
Uh-huh.
I was losing my mind.
He stopped loving her.
I was really depressed.
Oh,
I had a great holiday that I'm like, oh man, this music.
Well, that song to me, like I said, it's a celebration of sorrow. The reason he stopped loving her today is because it's his funeral and he's dead.
He's dead. He's not here.
He celebrates sorrow. I don't understand that at all.
It's so, well, I mean, it's part of the human condition. We might as well make a great song out of it.
Yeah. The late, great George Jones. All right, what's your story, Mary?
Okay, you guys remember Whitney Levitt from Dancing with the Stars? Do you remember? Anyone?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah,
probably not. She was the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives one that she got booted early, and she was really, really good. And nobody could understand, you know, why she got booted. Well, because I think it's that show she was on. Anyway, she's got a new career. She's heading to Broadway. She's going to be Roxy Hart in a production of Chicago in New York City starting in February.
Oh.
So I don't know. I don't know if she can sing. I hope she can. I know she can dance. She's very good at that. But I was just involved in an interesting conversation with my daughter-in-law because she apparently watched a couple episodes of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Have you guys ever watched it?
No, but that other one that's going to be The Bachelorette is into soft swinging. She has three children from three different husbands.
What?
I'm like, what?
How could she be The Bachelorette? What?
Honestly, I was blown away. Yeah.
I don't know. But apparently, you know, they don't drink alcohol. We know that. So they don't drink coffee, tea, or alcohol. But you know they drink these dirty sodas?
I heard about
that. They call them dirty sodas. And she goes, you got to watch it. You got to watch them drink these dirty sodas. I go, what is that? It's like a Diet Coke or Dr. Pepper mixed with cream, heavy syrup, or like a fruit mix.
Huh.
Blah.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's, you know, how can they not be, you know, gain a lot of weight after eating if they indulge in the dirty sodas all day for, you know, because they can't drink anything else fun. You know, except water, I suppose. But I was just amazed. I had never heard of the dirty sodas.
Dirty sodas are pretty famous if you watch
those haven't heard of it either.
Well, she'll be working it off in her Chicago debut.
And, hey, if you haven't seen the TikTok, maybe it's a reel of the Chicago guy with the best dibs of all time. He's like, look, it's just Chicago. It's winter in Chicago. This guy somehow got a fire hydrant that he pulls out of his basement and wheels out to the curb. So once he shovels out his spot, it looks like no one can park there because there's an official fire hydrant.
That's great.
Why doesn't he get a ticket then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he covers it up when he parks there. But in it, he goes, I hope this isn't illegal. And I'm thinking, well, however you got that fire hydrant's probably illegal.
Good point.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so Chicago, though. You got to check it out. Hey, Bob Kessler has your news, and the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.